This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Pass rush, believe me, there's nobody that appreciates pass rushers more than me. You know, and I've seen some great ones here. And I'm optimistic and excited. You know, fortunately, we got a chance to take Odafe last year. We think his future is very bright.
So that's an oldie but a goodie, and it's a few years ago now because Odafe Owe, they just picked up his fifth-year option. So it's been a minute, but Derek DaCosta, he knows pass rush. And they haven't had an elite pass rusher.
They don't want to pay for pass rush.
Yeah, no, they do not. And they haven't had an elite pass rusher, let's face it, since Suggs and Doomerville. So with that in mind, Joey Bosa just got released by the Chargers. There are some pass rushers on the market. Anything that you think fits the Ravens?
First of all, again, because we keep it real here, anybody could fit the Ravens.
Sure.
Anybody could fit the Ravens if they wanted to pay market value for a higher-end pass rusher. So there's that. I do think it's interesting. You look at some of these projections, and nobody knows, right? We did this with baseball free agents, and then people missed the pitching market pretty much entirely, right? Mm-hmm. All those projections were off in terms of number of years and money. But like Spotrac, they think Khalil Mack, who was generally considered the best free agent available pass rusher until Bosa got signed. Some people, like me, I might still rather have Khalil Mack than Bosa. Because
yeah.
I think Bosa's damaged goods. I think his body's betraying him. But again, he's got a resume. This guy is a couple years removed from being considered in the conversation for the best pass rusher on the planet. But like they think Khalil Mack could get a three-year deal in excess of $70 million somewhere, maybe slightly under 25 a year. You know, how many of those years do you have to guarantee? Do you have to guarantee two of them? Perhaps. And then look, just because it's a three-year deal doesn't mean you can't spread it out over five or six with voidable years and getting creative. But again, I find it hard to believe that if they wanted to address this in a serious manner, that they couldn't come away with a Hassan Reddick. I mean, a Judon reunion.
Mm-hmm.
A Josh Sweat in this mix would be a huge upgrade. Like, we know they love getting injured guys low. Marcus Davenport, is that sort of what they're thinking? Because that seems to be their kind of move. A guy who couldn't stay healthy last year. You know, making like six from Detroit, but obviously we're all old enough to remember Sean Payton mortgaging a draft to go up and get him in the first round. Like Preston Smith.
Yeah.
He was kind of long in the tooth, but could you situationally, could you find a rotation for him? But like, Dante Fowler had a pretty darn good year. He probably would want to stay in that system with Dan Quinn, a guy who's revived his career. But like, There's no excuse for them not to bring in someone who has at least a somewhat substantial NFL pass rushing resume. I just, again, don't know if that's what they want to do. They certainly could do it.
Yeah, you threw out a lot of names that I was going to throw out. And starting with Haason Reddick, I'm very interested in seeing what his market is. What does this guy end up getting paid after a really bizarre 12 months or so? And Spotrac has it as just a one-year $11.7 million deal. So that tells me kind of a prove-it deal.
Is Go this out, the fifth anniversary of us talking about Haason Reddick to the Ravens? Yes. It seems like every year. Yeah.
Go out, get one more payday after that. That's very intriguing to me if it was at that price. You mentioned Judah in terms of value. Spotrac, two-year, $8.4 million.
Yeah, that did not work out very well in Atlanta.
No, it did not.
But that was a bad defense. There weren't a whole lot of playmakers around him.
That's a good buy low spot. And then Dante Fowler was the other one, a three-year, $15.5 million deal. And I think that those are the waters that they like swimming in when it comes to pass rush.
You mentioned Josh Sweat, and I was after the big Crosby signing yesterday, I was doing some reading, and people were speculating that he's going to get $20 million a year. And I just, while they can, I don't see them swimming in those waters.
But $20 million for your leading pass rusher is not like, and if you think you're playing two or three playoff games, right?
Yeah.
So $1 million a game for your best pass rusher on a team that you think could win the Super Bowl, that should not be sticker shock. I mean, no. I get it. Around here, we've all been brainwashed. But, like, that's the going rate, man.
Dude, they haven't paid for a pass rusher since Suggs. I would like to see him take that big of a swing, but those three names I mentioned, I think Haason Reddick at the $11 million, high mark for them. Double digits per year.
Jason, what's Joey Bosa's market right now?
And with him, remember, he doesn't count against comp pick formula.
They do like that. But what is it like? He's missed a lot of games the last 3 years. So what is his market right now? Where's his price point?
Look, he's already got Florio telling you that it's going to be a feeding frenzy. That tells me it might not be all that robust.
Yeah.
I wouldn't touch this guy until, like, I would have to be able to bring him into my building and treat it like a combine. I'm going to do MRIs, even though, like, there's no current injury that he should need. And, like, I want a complete full body scrub on him before I even talk money with his agent. Like, all my medical people have to believe that he is not broken. He is not damaged goods. Like, he's not cooked. It's weird. They've brought people over there because it's Ravens West. They've brought people to the Chargers who have significant injury history, who the football people, like a Joe Ortiz, would have known inside out. And I'm sure their medical, I don't know if they brought some of the Ravens medical people over, but they probably have similar philosophies. And that hasn't scared them off of bringing in people from here because, you know, the systems are very similar and a lot of the protocols are very similar. So there's part of me that's like, the fact that those guys cut him, maybe these guys wouldn't want him, but there's another part of me that's like, well, if they get him at their price, but I don't think you're going to get a huge bargain on him. Like, I think if you're trying to find lightning in a bottle on a medical reject type guy, I think they're more inclined to go with a Marcus Davenport than they are at Bosa.
Am I naive? Could EDC call Joe Ortiz and be like, well, what kind of shape is this fella in?
I think it could actually be the brother of the brother.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's a
good point.
At the July 4th, it had to happen before the July 4th cookout. But, I would think brother to brother, shoot me straight. Yeah. You know, how much of this was Spanos thinks this guy's jaking it? Spanos thinks this guy stole his money. Like, Spanos just doesn't want to pay him anymore. And how much of it is, he's a full-blown medical reject, and our medical people think he's damaged goods. Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They would have a unique insight on this. So, like, my thing is, you're either going to hear they're like one of the first teams that pounced, or they wouldn't touch him with a 9,000 foot pole. Like, they wouldn't want him for $5 million or whatever. That's an exaggeration. But I don't know, because I've kind of been monitoring that whole dynamic, and it hasn't scared them. We thought Gus Bus was done.
JK.
They didn't care. Yeah. We thought Dobbins was done. They didn't care. They picked somebody up in season. It wasn't Eddie Jackson, but somebody, didn't they pick up somebody they late did. Who were out there welcome here, like, fast?
Yeah, they did. Who was that? Was it Eddie Jackson?
I don't think anybody signed Eddie Jackson.
I don't think Eddie Jackson went anywhere.
I thought Eddie Jackson signed somewhere.
Tony Jefferson?
But he loved Tony Jefferson. Yeah, yeah.
What's that?
What? He was with the Chargers.
Eddie Jackson, right?
Yeah, it was Eddie Jackson.
Yeah, it was Eddie Jackson.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, but I don't think you're going to get him at an extreme bargain. I would be really, really scared of that situation. I haven't liked anything I've seen from him in a couple of years.
Coming up next, League at Large, and Max Crosby signs a monster deal. What's that mean for some of the other pass rushers out there? Devontae Adams, where could he end up as he's been or is going to be released? And DK Metcalf demands a trade. What is his market? How much would you have to give up to get DK Metcalf? It's League at Large next here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So yesterday we told you about Max Crosby agreeing to a 3-year, $106.5 million contract with 91.5 guaranteed. Spotrac just put out the complete particulars. It's now 5 years, 149.3 total value. Crazy.
I mean,
it's a lot of coin for a guy who's a premier pass rusher. I just wonder what it means for some of the other guys out there, like a Myles Garrett wanting a new deal. Guys on the top end.
Well, I think it means a lot for Myles Garrett. I think the list probably
it's not
stops.
A big list.
Probably stops right around there. But yeah, I mean, look, if you're Myles Garrett or you're a team interested in Myles Garrett, now you've got full clarity. You know pretty much exactly what he's going to want and what the market would say he's worth. The money these teams make and the resources they have, I would argue nobody in the NFL is overpaid. Nobody.
How long do you expect that to go on for? Do you expect that trade to be consummated quickly, or could this go up till the draft?
Oh, I think it could go up to the draft. I mean, it just depends on...
Well, the Browns have to come to terms with the
exactly. Vet. Browns, yeah. Like, Jimmy Haslam's got to get in the real world on this, and he's got to tell his football people, he's right, we are going to suck for a while, and let's get the draft picks now. I don't know that it's one that happens, like, before the start of the league year. I mean, I think that they're also, like, if you're the Browns, you're looking at this group of free agents saying... I mean, this was the close. Like, they just got the price point they need.
Yep.
Nothing that happens in free agency. Like, yeah, would there be a team or two that might have wanted your guy, and then after they, you know, after one of them gets Khalil Mack, like, they decide they're out? I mean, you run something of a risk there, but look, I would have traded him at the combine. It would have been done if it was me, but. You know,
billionaires going to be stubborn.
They work for.
Don't pick on them.
A jackass.
Yeah.
Jimmy Haslam's a jackass.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Getting no pushback from us.
No. Yeah. By the way, they just converted more of Deshaun Watson's contract signing bonus to create some cap space. So the gift that keeps on giving, the Deshaun Watson contract.
It keeps giving to Deshaun Watson.
Yes, it does. Doesn't give much to Browns fans.
No.
He's not much of a giver.
No,
that contract
No.
He's a taker.
Yeah, he's a big time taker. Davante Adams. He has been the Raiders got a third round pick for him. He played 11 games with the Jets, and now he's released and what, $29 million in savings. Where does Davante Adams end up?
There is such a surplus of receivers right now.
Oh, it's crazy.
And they're all, a lot of them are in a similar stage of their career, and a lot of them have resumes that are like Hall of Fame resumes. Like D-Hop's a Hall of Famer. This guy's a Hall of Famer. Keenan Allen, before his body betrayed him, was absolutely on a Hall of Fame track. Like Cooper Kupp, is he a Hall of Famer? I don't know. Like the way numbers are crazy in this era, and what, that's one of the positions that they don't like to put in.
Log jam.
So there's always a log jam. But, I mean, it's crawling with them. So... They were never trading him. That stuff was laughable. Just like I love John Schneider, and he's, you know, Godspeed for people in the media who are willing to parrot anything. A one and a three for
Get out of here. Plus, he's good. He's going to want $30 million.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You'd be lucky to get the late one. I'm not sure that's happening. So, like, again, buyer beware on all the slop you're reading out there. But the reality is there's a preponderance of them between who's already out there, who's going to be cut, and who you could trade for in some instances, pennies on the dollar. I don't know how many of them are difference makers anymore. I think it's a tricky evaluation with these guys once they lose a step and lose some of their explosiveness. But I mean, even like, I'm sure there's somebody out there looking at Hollywood Brown saying this is the year he stays healthy and the light bulb turns. I mean, there is a cornucopia of receivers between the age of 28 and 34 with varying degree who have been first-round picks, who have been Pro Bowlers, who have been all pros.
Tyler Lockett.
They're everywhere.
We have some breaking news-ish. This is according to Adam Schefter. The Bengals have taken the rare step of granting all-pro defensive end Trey Hendrickson permission to seek a trade.
Is it a real, really a rare
That's
step?
That's why I said new-ish.
It's a rare step?
Yeah, rare step. So, Trey Hendrickson.
I told you, started telling you in like, was it October that Joe Burrow is going to go on a jihad. He's going to beg for them to spend money, and he's going to be disappointed because they're going to keep one or two guys, and they're going to have to rob Peter to pay Paul. And this guy is, they're going to draft the defense. I mean, I guess they're going to draft the defense because all their money is going to be in the offense. Again, he's better than anybody on that list we just went through of current available free agents. Like, he's, to me, Hendrickson or Joey Bosa is not even a question.
He led the NFL in sacks this year.
Yeah, like, this guy has been durable. Like, is he as twitched up as Bosa? Like, both at their peak? That's a different argument, because I don't think Bosa's ever getting close to his peak. Now, is Hendrickson a guy who, when he falls, he might fall hard? He might. I mean, that's the exact kind of guy that the Baltimore Ravens should be going after. But
Bengals aren't trading him.
Mike Brown, like a lot of people, you say, oh, they would never do it. Like, I don't think smart people wouldn't care about that crap anymore if you think it's a good trade for your team. But I don't think Mike Brown would trade him in the division.
Well, I have it on pretty damn good authority. The Browns weren't trading Za'Darius Smith here at the deadline last year. So the Bengals could be just as petty. Ohio's very petty. That's what I learned.
Makes sense, because you got to eat that Skyline chili.
That's some crap right there.
That would make anyone petty.
One of these two one of these two Ohio pass rushers has ended up in Philadelphia, right?
I would think so. Yeah. But I think one of them's going to end up in Detroit.
Yeah,
maybe.
You liked that one, didn't you? I saw your eyes.
I'm not convinced they really want to spend. The Ford family is notoriously cheap.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that they're. I don't know what they're going to do it. Because, you know, they're already thinking about the extension they're going to have to give Hutchinson.
Yes. They just extended, Amon-Ra a year ago.
And they've had chances at two straight deadlines to do much more, take on much more salary than they did. So, I don't know. You would think.
Yeah.
Or do they just bring Marcus Davenport back on even a cheaper deal and say, this time we think you'll stay healthy?
Taking quite a chance.
He didn't make it through September.
No, he did not. He didn't. Did he play for them?
I thought maybe a game or two.
Yeah.
Did he get hurt in the preseason? I can't imagine he played in the preseason.
Yeah, I thought he got hurt maybe really early. Yeah. Anyway, hey, coming up next year on the program, earlier this week, we did a six-pack about the six best things about getting older. Well, here comes the rebuttal. It's a six-pack of the six worst things about getting older, and it's next here on The Fan. Six-pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Today's six-pack. After the other day, we did the six best things about growing old. Now it's time for the six worst things. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
So, six for me, and some of this is, and it's a rehash of my number one from the other day. But six for me is I can never get a full night's sleep. Now, I sleep well. But as I go older, my bladder gets smaller, and it's just inevitable that I'm going to have to wake up to pee at some point in the middle of the night.
We're simpatico. I put it at six because, I mean, I don't have that much of an issue falling back to sleep. And usually with me, it's like maybe the dog will do something around like make a noise or wake me up around 4:45. And then I'll realize, it'd be a good time to pee. But Bone, I just try to meditate, and I do the meditations, and it helps me fall back to sleep.
Have you still been?
I only did it for a week. It's really not my bag, but I think I learned enough.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm an expert, but like I think I learned a few little tricks.
Yeah.
I put it at six also because I'm usually good at falling back to sleep, but I don't get to sleep consistently.
But with your mattress, man, you probably can sleep through anything.
Well, you can't sleep on a dog jumping on your chest, hacking up whatever that was.
That's true.
It is what it is.
Yeah, well.
Number five.
But the mattress is great.
Yeah.
From Mattress Warehouse. Yeah. They'll hook you up.
Yeah.
These are not chronic with me. And actually, Bone, this is where I was going to insert the freebie for Mattress Warehouse, but you beat me to the punch. Aches and pains. And I don't have nearly the lower back or back of the neck pain that I used to on that crappy old mattress. The Tempur-Pedic is amazing. But you do still, like, my right knee will sort of howl at times. You will just get an odd sort of piercing sensation almost out of nowhere. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm on the wrong side of 50. I guess that's from the bike yesterday or from going up the stairs or whatever. I find it to be manageable. I'm not even taking an aspirin a day, although I guess I should because of, like, I think for your heart or something. Isn't that supposed to be good for your heart?
What's that?
Do you take an ibuprofen? I don't know if it's an aspirin specifically or an ibuprofen. Or they say to take one a day.
So here's the thing, because I'm getting to meds in a minute. There used to be a school of thought to take a children's aspirin every day to help your heart, but that's now been debunked, at least according to my doctor, so I stopped.
Yeah, I don't mess with any of that, but it's just aches and pains for me at five.
Aches and pains are much higher for me. Number five
Get yourself a real mattress.
Yeah, I got a good mattress.
Not as good as mine.
I think I got it from the place you got it. So
I don't think you got mine.
Yeah, aspirins irritate your stomach lining.
Right.
And messes.
And especially aspirin on an empty stomach, I think, is really bad for
you. This was specifically a children's aspirin. But alas.
We're really old.
Yeah.
How about this conversation, Bone?
All the meds is number five.
You don't get this at Volo. No.
I take a good group of medicines in the morning, and then I take some in the evening as well. It's part of growing old and things that you need to control, whether it be cholesterol or diabetes or just whatever. But meds is number five.
Number four.
Number four for me, that's where I got all the aches and pains. And, like, I've been very consistent thanks to the good feet arches. I've been being able to exercise more. I do the elliptical for a half hour every day, trying to stick to that. But I do have aches and pains, especially at night. And if I've been sitting for a while, I get up and it's just like, you know, you're just a little stiffer than you were when you were younger.
If you added a Tempur-Pedic Active Breeze to what you have already going on, I think you'd be next level fixed.
Yeah.
I debated where to put this one, but you get old enough to have regrets and you sort of realize with that perspective we talked about earlier in the week, like, oh God, was I dumb here? Oh God, was I dumb there? I think you have even a greater sense of, like, those forks in the road or those areas where you took the wrong step, just how easy it may have been to take the right step with a little bit more, wherewithal or a little bit more bandwidth. So it's the regrets part of the equation, Bone.
Like,
are you scared?
2 days?
Are you scared?
I'm just saying that I'm learning a lot.
You're scared of getting old?
All winners. Am I scared of getting old? I don't know.
Are you scared of 30?
Yeah, seeing the threes definitely tough. I just want to be able to do cool things when I'm old. Like, not have the aches and pains and the joints. I want to remain active in my old age.
I mean, like, what do you consider old?
What do I consider old?
Like, be honest. You hear that so-and-so is X years old, and you're like, ooh, that's kind of, like, is it 46 for you or 45? Be honest.
Well, I think it changes because when I'm in my teens, oh, my God, dude.
Well, I'm asking you right now what's
old.
I'm not asking 12-year-old Bone or 16-year-old Bone.
I'd say mid to late 60s.
Okay.
See, he's lying, though.
I think he's skewing.
You think we're old.
Yeah. Because of the audience.
Because of the audience. I think I've gained that perspective of, I don't know, what I thought was old before.
Sure.
Because I'm
it
entering.
It changes.
Yeah, I'm
the goalpost move because you're moving them.
Exactly.
Hey, when I was 15, entering. I thought 30 was old.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
When I was 30, I'm pretty sure thought 50 was old.
Yeah.
I feel better at 50 than I did at 30.
But the age gap gets less weird the older that you get, right?
Yeah, ask Bill Belichick.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
It finally clicked for Gigi over here. Took
I was there. Yeah. I don't know. It's weirder on her part than...
Hey. What do they talk about? That's what I know. We're doing the six pack of the worst things about growing old in Beltway Ben. Let's continue.
Number three.
My two and my three are interconnected. But at three, I'm going to go with, I forget random stuff all the time. I have gaps. Like, there are things that I cannot believe I can't remember that happened to me 3 or 4 times a day. The kind of thing that 15, 20 years ago might have happened once a month.
We're simpatico. Memory. Like, my memory used to be a steel trap, and I can still tell you who won the 72 World Series, the Oakland A's. But, like, stuff, like, Margie will introduce me to somebody, and five minutes later, I can't
I'm
remember their
name.
I can't remember their name. Like, I have, that's the definite old man thing. Stuff I can't remember.
Number two.
Two for me is the inevitability of ED. Why do you think we play all these commercials on this station? It's just a reality, and I'm not looking forward to it, and it sucks.
We should ask the Bobster. I think we need the Bobster's commentary at this point in time in the show.
Yeah.
So that, and Ed?
Yeah, and Ed, his name is spelled ED.
We don't have any of those endorsements on these shows.
I'm willing to hawk it, yeah.
We've never had it in this time slot.
I'll try. You're too young.
Maybe this is just a me thing, but it is driving me crazy, and I almost put it at number one. And it's kind of along the forget thing, but this, to me, is not really forgetting. It's just like your synapses or something are off. I cannot call anybody the right name. I can't call my dogs the right name. I call my kids the dog's name. I call the dogs
the
wrong
dog's name. That is an old thing. My grandmother used to do that.
I can't, dude. Like, I would say in the last couple years, it's gone from, like, this is becoming maybe a thing, to I actually surprise myself when I call one of them the right name now.
Mm-hmm. My grandma Myra it was a bit. She'd go through all the names, but she would never get your name right and eventually get
it. It's not a bit with me. I cannot.
No, she wasn't doing it on purpose.
I cannot keep it. Like, it's unbelievable how much between the three kids and the three dogs, I might call any of them the other one's name at any point in time, and it's almost like I have no control over it.
You get Sharky.
If that shows up on the text line, let me know. Because I'm starting to think I got a problem.
I think Ben's telling you to move it along. He's literally telling you to move it along.
Yeah.
He played it.
Yeah.
He played what?
He played you off. He hit number one.
I know, but I'm just saying, if that stuff shows up on the text line for my own
edification.
Please let me know.
My grandfather does that all the time.
How old is he?
He's 82.
There you go.
Yeah. It's an old person thing.
You mentioned this as part of your six pack the other day. It might have even been your one, but it cuts both ways. I, too, never really... I've always been a DGAF guy, pretty much from the giddy up. It gets more intense as you get older.
Don't give.
I don't like you become you give even less.
Yes.
Than before.
Yes.
But that also can get you in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can get you not everybody can roll with the punches. The way old JLC can.
You?
I think that's the first time I've ever gone third person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, you get, if you had a little bit of it in you, like at 25 or 18, by the time you get to 50, you got a lot of it in you, and not everybody can take it.
I got too much.
You do. Number one, for
it's the
me,
best and the worst, Bone.
It was similar to my number one the other day, but it's the reality that every day is a day closer to the sweet nectar of death.
Wow.
Is it
sweet nectar?
Yeah, that is my number one.
I guess if you go certain ways.
Yeah.
We're talking about the 1-2
depends
punch.
Depends how you go.
Yeah.
The 1-2 punch of ED and death.
Yeah.
To end the six.
Yeah. Does that mean I won?
Yeah, well.
We both won. We all won. Everyone that listened.
Or we all lost.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, too. Well, depending on
every
how
day we're closer
it.
To losing. coming up next, though. It's T-Bone. We go from old to young. It's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
We'll go even younger to the Terps and your guy, Jason, Selden Miguel.
Speaking
from
of old.
The giddy up.
He is the Terps X Factor. I'll give you his numbers and their losses compared to their wins next on the Fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
How about Selden Miguel? A big night last night for the Terps. He scored 10 straight points for them at one point, 17 points overall, 7 of 13 shooting, 3 of 7 from 3. And that three-pointer that he hit towards the end of the first half where he's trying to draw a foul and double clutches, I have no idea how that went in. But he has been awesome for them, and that was a big priority for Kevin Willard this past offseason, to hit the portal and get guys that can hit shots from the perimeter.
Time out. We have some breaking news. Orioles' Grayson Rodriguez is dealing with right tricep soreness and being evaluated, according to manager Brandon Hyde.
Your segment's over. This is horse bleep, and this is why we made a big deal of this on the show yesterday. Okay? It's utterly irresponsible and feckless to run a major league team charging major league prices ahead of a year in which you're pretending you want to win a World Series. And to have that kid go out there and pitch like that and have it look a shambles and have it look shameful and you say nothing about it and you run your manager out there who couldn't even get to the game on time and he treats it like it's an all shucks, who cares moment and says some stupid non sequitur about it. I was listening to the game on the radio and it sounded okay. And it takes 24 hours for you to come up with anything to tell your fans, the people you want to pay the freight on your $600 million to fix up your stadium, right? And your new sound system. And all that, and this is the best you can do. Does this not piss anybody else off? Are we not worthy of more than this? Like, why do these teams continually find it not within them, and mostly the Orioles, to just have a modicum of awareness and understanding about the communications part of their job and the covenant you have with your fan base? And take it seriously. Why don't they understand it's a human being business?
I just don't understand how we were waiting to see a tweet from some of the beat guys. We didn't see anything. And then, Ken, you sent the story from Rock this morning.
Don't put it on them.
Well, I'm not necessarily even putting it on them because I don't know the environment or if something was said or whatever. The fact that there wasn't a legitimate comment from someone beyond Grayson Rodriguez, who acted like nothing to see here,
okay, this is how a real major league franchise would have handled it. From PR to doctors to the GM to the manager. You don't have the kid coming out talking right after all this went down and you yanked him after 33 pitches and he couldn't throw the ball 90 miles an hour, right? That in a real organization.
Did, to be fair, he did throw it over 90 miles an hour at one point. He does, but he did throw a four seamer at 89.5.
More than one.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. You don't let the manager come out with some cutesy BS knowing you don't play a game again until 6 p.m. the next day and have that happen. You sure as hell don't let the media leave your facility until the general manager or the assistant general manager or someone has come down and said, hey, we just want to, we do take this seriously. You know, despite us treating them at times like disposable objects and whatever and having no bedside manner, like, no, we actually do owe you some explanation about why we took a kid who's been repeatedly hurt out of a game after 33 pitches. We owe you some semblance of an explanation, or you put a statement out on your Twitter, or you give a statement to those people who are covering your games. At least one of those things has to happen, and it has to happen within an hour of that game ending.
By the way, Rock says there's going to be more info tomorrow. Reevaluated more info tomorrow. But obviously, this is more than sluggish.
But you keep telling me that this guy knows what he's doing. You keep telling me that, oh no, they understand how to run a major league team. No, they know how to build a minor league operation. They don't know how to run a major league team across the board. And this owner, like I've told you a million times, will figure it out far too late to do anything about saving this iteration of the alleged rebuild.
And here's more. Hi, Andy Koska. There's always concern. I'm concerned every day right now with everybody. But in this case, we'll have more information.
He wasn't so concerned yesterday when he flippantly said it sounded okay on the radio.
Yeah, which to me, reading it and the lack of follow-up, I think he was implying that that was a joke. Like that he wasn't listening to the game on the radio. He was saying, I wasn't here. I can't tell you anything. I think he was shutting down.
What's funny about that?
He was trying to be funny to shut down
Why
the question.
Why would you try to be funny about your ace?
I think he's trying to shut down the question because he can't answer it.
Well, you've had a whole ball game to get. Why would you not, when you finally find a way to get to the ballpark as a major league manager, why would you not be confabbing with your medical people and Mike Elias immediately? There were two more hours of this ball game to be played, and no one there thought it was reasonable expectation to come out with something, to say something about their ace, their words, not mine, during that moment. And you trust these people that they're going to bring a World Series here. They can't handle that situation 6 years in. They're going to bring a World Series
here. They haven't won a playoff game yet. How am I saying they're going to bring a World Series? I hope.
This was totally we did 4 hours on it yesterday because I'm 50 years old and I have covered professional sports for a long time and I know what I'm watching, and this was a big deal in the moment. Mm. And the fact that it somehow in that organization wasn't worthy of an explanation or a response speaks volumes about who's running that organization.
Spin it forward. Is he on the opening day roster?
Of course not. I told you that yesterday.
So no, possibly no Grayson and no Gunner for opening day.
And Kittredge.
No, Kittredge. Yeah, that's he might be the most hurt of all of them.
Yeah, and with the MRIs.
Yeah, second and third opinions.
Oh, you want to take that bet? I'll take that bet.
What's that?
Grayson or Kittredge? Who's the most hurt?
I know one guy. I know one guy they know is hurt right now. They know he's hurt.
Oh, I know they know three guys. At least three guys are hurt.
But they know that one guy's getting second and third opinions. He's already had an MRI. They know he's hurt. You don't go to get second and third opinions if it's good news. The other guy, they're waiting. But to your point, Grayson Rodriguez gets hurt every year. He has yet to get through a season.
And they didn't build him up in the minors, and they have yet to get a young pitcher to the major leagues without quickly suffering significant injuries. And they got Grayson to the major leagues in part too late because they let him keep throwing in fake games in Norfolk when he was clearly ready for the majors, and he got hurt there the first time. And they let him come out yesterday and say, yeah, I was just holding back, and I just couldn't get behind the ball, and I'm saving it for later. They let all that happen. That's what they sold you. That's what they told you.
Well, now we know what's
And right. That's what they let stand for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Over 24 hours. But they're all over it. They know what they're doing, and there was nothing to see here.
No big deal. He's going to let it eat later, Jason.
Hey, sounded good on the radio.
Yeah. Let him eat. Coming up next, Twib Notes. Coming up in Twib Notes, as we'll hear from Brian Cashman on Giancarlo Stanton. Corbin Burns has a new team. He talks about being part of that rotation. And we always like hearing Tristan Casas talk, so we'll hear from him. It's our Twib Notes next here on The Fan.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.